Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on Radio.com? Download the app or head to Radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Frozen. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Play ball!
Bruce Levine, 670 The Score baseball analyst.
It is all baseball.
32 years, baseball veteran reporter.
Bruce, I've known you for a number of years now.
Breaking stories faster than a cheetah can run. And as far as I know, cheetahs are speedy.
I went ahead and broke the story on Twitter, and then, of course, had to write a story on the website at 670thescore.com.
Twitter at MLB Bruce Levine.
By the way, I love you in The Wizard of Oz.
Bruce Levine.
Mulligan Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And we're delighted to bring in Bruce Levine. He's at spring training. And Bruce, we have breaking news for you because Kyler Murray is down at the NFL Combine, but he's also capable. He was a first round draft pick. He's going to repay the Oakland A's some money, but we have his measurements here. At the combine, he measured 5'10 and 1/8, 207 pounds, and he has a 9.5-inch sized hand. That's good because if you get those small hands, you can fumble a lot.
5'10 and 1/8.
5'10 and 1/8, pretty good.
You know what? He'll shoot up to 6 feet when he takes that $6 million out of his pocket and pays back.
Yeah, that was weighing him down.
Yeah. So he's going to get a lot taller here. A little less rich, but a lot taller. Yeah, you know, he's a fascinating player because very few players in the history of baseball have been able to make it both in baseball and football. Some of the greatest athletes like Elway.
Right.
You know, people like that couldn't do it. You know, the Bo Jacksons and the,
Deion Sanders. Yeah.
Deion Sanders, rarities. You know, you had Brian Jordan, who was great at both sports, but it's extremely rare. Maybe Jim Thorpe, but that was an early part of my coverage back in the day.
Bruce, what was Jim Thorpe like in high school?
You know what? He was a nice guy, kept to himself a lot, you know, was not a great soundbite. Mitch probably would not have put him on the radio.
All right, Bruce, over the White Sox camp yesterday, Yonder Alonso and John Jay, life without Machado, treating them pretty well. They both homer, but I think the big story was Ronaldo Lopez on the mound for the first time. What did he bring to the table? Was it just one of those typical first outings, first inning was a little erratic, and then he settled down?
Guys, you know, the pitchers out here would try to establish their fastball first, and they were hitting it hard and often in the first inning. Second inning, he settled down, gave up a hit, but no runs. So in the first inning, he got clocked around. You read nothing into it. What you read into Lopez is that 188 innings last year, 32 starts. He was after James Shields, who was out there, you know, not being the best pitcher he was during his career. That was the most important thing for the Chicago White Sox last year is Lopez's time on the mound. After the start yesterday, I asked him what's important to him this year. He says going way over 200 innings, meaning establishing himself as a 6-plus to 7-inning pitcher and going out there and establishing his stuff. Ricky Renteria said he wants him to be able to have a better command of his breaking stuff. He was working on it yesterday, threw in a curveball or two, working on the slider, which he feels he can command more. But this is a really important pitcher, and I encourage White Sox fans to pay most attention. Yeah, you're going to enjoy Jimenez and Mancada and some of the position players, but pay your most attention to the development of Lopez, to the development of Giolito, to the development of the other young pitchers, to the establishment of Rodon as a 32-start pitcher. These are the keys to the future success of the Chicago White Sox.
What does a posture coach teach one? What does Cole Hamels do?
Stand up. stand tall.
It gives a whole new meaning.
That is really interesting with Cole Hamels.
When he retires five straight, it means five straight.
Yeah.
It means it means no slumps.
Guys. I've heard it all now. I mean, this is some, you know, it's a full-time coach for Cole Hamels that teaches him posture. And he spends an awful lot of time before and after a start on both, you know, 45 minutes of posturing, stretching, things that will make him a better in-tune pitcher out there at age 35. And, you know, you give these guys a tremendous amount of credit for finding new keys to being able to be successful. I thought one of the great takeaways from talking to Hamels the last couple weeks down here is he points to Jamie Moyer, a guy that pitched at 50 years of age, and said, never let down, never think you're done. And that's a goal, is to pitch until he's 45 years old, which would be 10 years from now. It'd be pretty amazing. But again, it's been done before.
He's got to learn a knuckleball, but he can do
it. He's going to have to learn how to throw right-handed. That's what he's going to have to do. But, you know, it's an interesting goal, and it's a motivation, you know, source to look at, you know, continuing to try to ignore your age and work hard at staying in great condition. The guy always kept himself in tremendous shape. But, you know, this is another mental additive that he's going through to talk about, you know, posture, stretching. They're important things, but they're all based around the mental aspect of staying strong.
Bruce, how would you describe the buzz surrounding Nick Madrigal and kind of what he's done so far this spring to distinguish himself?
Well, I think a full season in the minor leagues is what the White Sox are looking for from him. But from the day they drafted him, you know, they talked about the fact that this is their second baseman, top of the order hitter, first or second, and that eventually they would be moving Moncada to another position. These are all things that they talked about in their meetings, their development talk, because Madrigal already is a finished product in a lot of ways about his approach, you know, the way that he looks at the game, the way that he tries to steal bases, the way that he tries to hit to the opposite field. This is a more finished product coming out of college than some of their own young guys who were drafted and signed as 17 and 18-year-olds and brought along slowly. Because in college, you have to move quickly. You have to be a productive player right away to be able to stay on that college team. Madrigal is their opening day second baseman in 2020. I don't think there's anything in their mind that will deter that other than injury or failure. And he is an interesting kid to talk to. Hopefully, when you guys are down here at Cub Camp in next week, you'll be able to talk to him as well, because he's a fascinating young
kid.
Cub
Camp. We're just going to Scorehouse.
Scorehouse.
Yeah. Who said anything about Cub Camp?
You want to talk about 45 minutes of posturing.
My mother told me never go to a Scorehouse. I don't know if I'm going to be allowed to show up. Okay, so we'll see. But, you know,
there
getting back
is
to,
a house. Scorehouse.
In Scottsdale.
Oh, boy. I want to just stop my coverage here with the Cubs and White Sox and go over there and do some reporting from Scorehouse.
I think that'd be allowed. So Bruce, Wilson Contreras back to the Cubs has another big day yesterday. We don't want to read too much into the first week of spring training, but it does seem like this is a guy who came back focused and ready to respond to some of the doubts around him in the second half of last year.
Launch angle, you know, is something that, you know, he's going to address. He admits, you know, talking to him down here, that he was pretty lost as far as swinging the bat goes. And he always talks about himself as being a catcher first and a hitter second. But we got spoiled watching him in 2017, put up 21 home runs and 77 RBIs and missing an entire month with that hamstring injury. He was projected out as an MVP candidate in 2017 and a guy that might have had 27 or 28 home runs and close to 100 RBIs. So it was a very disappointing 2018 season for him. And with three hitting coaches in 3 years now, I think he's starting to settle into his own routine with Anthony Iposi. And I think, you know, you're hopefully going to see a more productive guy. I think he also caught too many games. We talked to Joe Maddon last year about that, and he caught a National League high 133 games last year. That's an awful lot for a catcher. You know, the ideal number for a starting catcher is probably about 120, maybe 125. He is so talented defensively and with that arm that, you know, Joe had him in there more than he probably wanted to. So I think that number will be down a little bit. He's such a good athlete that Joe will put him in other places, like possibly a DH somewhere in the American League when they play the American League teams at the American League team's home. So, but, you know, watch for them to take a little bit better care of him, and maybe he'll be a little bit stronger going in as well.
Now that that Arenado is signed and obviously Machado is gone, who does the White Sox spend their money on? Is there anybody? I mean, they'll probably make a move or two, right, before the season starts?
I think they're going to make a trade.
Yeah. Oh, is that right?
I think they'll make a trade. I think they'll get an outfielder. You know, we heard about Jock Peterson.
Yeah.
The Dodgers were almost ready to trade him, but they were had some injuries with some of their outfielders that they were kind of couching it on. If everything checks out, I think a guy like Peterson, you know, John Jay's a real nice player, but at this point in time, he's not, I don't think, an everyday player. So I think they need another veteran outfielder to get them through 2019. So guys like Luis Robert and Basabe are that much closer to the major leagues and ready to take over. So maybe one more outfielder is the way I look at it.
Bruce, we know when inside the clubhouse every Saturday morning, you take your opinion on a lot of baseball issues. We asked at the 5 at 5 this morning, if you were Bryce Harper, where would you sign? And with a lot of options out there, a lot of rumors, the latest report, the Giants talking to him about a 10-year deal. If you were Bryce Harper, Bruce, where would you sign?
I'd go to the Dodgers, and I would take a short-term deal if that's all that's offered. Because what type of marketing money could you make if you're Bryce Harper in L.A.? I know San Francisco is a good city, too. Chicago is a great city, you know. But honestly, how much more money are you going to make in Philadelphia as a Hollywood star compared to Philadelphia off the field? So if he takes a shorter-term deal baseball-wise, he's going to make a ton, a real ton of money marketing-wise in L.A. That's where he wants to be in a big market. He's an L.A.-type guy. I mean, he has to be. So for me, it's Los Angeles on a shorter-term deal. But, you know, again, maybe he can't turn down the 10-year, $300 million-plus from Philadelphia. It's certainly apparent to me, guys, that he doesn't want to go to Philadelphia.
Yeah, you would think that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he would have made his decision weeks ago.
Who would? I mean, Mike Schmidt hit three home runs
Jake
in a
Arrieta?
Game, and then he struck out and got booed.
Jake Arrieta?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a tough town. It is really a tough town. But, you know, the fans do come out. You know, they had a run when they won the World Series 1 year and went to the World Series the other. They had a run where they were filling that place up for 7 or 8 years in a row. So the revenues are there. They have a great TV contract there as well. The money is there. They've made some nice moves in the offseason with Real Muto and a couple of the veterans they brought in, Gene Segura at shortstop. Right. And, you know, they have made some good moves. They would be considered close to a favorite in the National League East if they get Harper. But, again, to me, something says Dodgers and Harper, but I have no intel that he's leaning that way.
I saw someone mention Gerrit Cole as a possibility that the Sox could go after him next year. I don't know about that. What about
signature pitcher, Mike, you know, just like what the Cubs did with Lester in 2015.
Right.
Maybe the White Sox are really legitimately closer like the Chicago Cubs were in 2015. You know, 2014... the Cubs lost 89 games, okay?
Yeah.
And they had come from the same place the White Sox were at. You know, some of those signature moves and the ascension of Bryant and, you know, Rizzo and, the trades for Russell and people like that, they started to make a difference. And
so,
maybe the White Sox are closer then.
So you're saying Ricky Renteria needs to get the 2000 White Sox to where Ricky Renteria got the 2014 Cubs?
Well,
I would say so. Now, if
I
you're
think
reading
what you're
into
saying,
it, then he's going to get fired.
What, no, no. What you're saying is get a pitcher from the Boston Red Sox, and keep an eye on it, Sox fans. If indeed,
I agree.
If you see the offseason come and all of a sudden Drake LaRoche is back in the locker room. This could be an indication.
He, Chris Sale is a free agent next year. When I talked to him in September, he said, you never say never about things like that. Ideally, Boston would like to sign him to a long-term deal. But at age 32, with his first sign of some arm injury, you're going to have to guess how long you want to pay Chris Sale on this.
See, Bruce asked the first hard question.
Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you, right, Bruce.
Guys. Have a good
Take
day.
Care,
have a great
buddy.
Day.
All right. As Bruce Levine, looking forward to the Scorehouse visit.
Best little Scorehouse in Arizona.
Scorehouse.
We are going. Did we make the promo finally?
We made the promo.
Yeah.
Did we?
It said something
we
like.
Finally made the promo.
You guys are mentioned in the promo, but I don't think your voices are used in the promo.
Also getting votes.
So they don't have to pay you royalties.
Also working at the score.
Scorehouse.
There it is, Russ.
Showing up like ordered. Scorehouse.
There is a house in Scottsdale. That's called the Scorehouse. That's what we need to do. We go animals on the whole thing.
219 texter says the best little Scorehouse in Arizona.
Yeah, that's what David said.
Oh, was that you that texted it in yourself?
No, that's not me.
All right. Very good. That's fun. We're going to bring in Dan and Connor and we'll find out the latest on Scorehouse, right? Everything's resolved now,
everything's
right? Everybody going to be
moving
happy?
Moving on. It's like the kicker.
Okay. Smully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Scorehouse. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers and the new Kona, built for...
Spring cleaning is on at the Home Depot. Right now, save on everything from appliances to cleaning supplies. Get up to 25% off select appliances like a GE washer with smart dispense and GE dryer. Then make the most of your new laundry room with new lower prices on cleaning products like Tide Clean Breeze laundry detergent. Today is the day for doing. With up to 25% off appliances and more, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 24th, U.S. only. See store for details.
For a limited time at Sprint, get $50 for each new phone you lease when you switch. That's right. You'll get $50 for each new phone on a prepaid MasterCard issued by MetaBank member FDIC. Just register for the card online and you're good to go. Get a network built for unlimited and a great price at Sprint. It's the best of both worlds. And get $50 on a prepaid MasterCard for each phone you lease. Visit a Sprint store this weekend only for sizzling Sprint Saturday deals.
Card terms, conditions, and expiration apply.
When it comes to safety, nothing is more important than your vehicle's brakes. If it's hard to stop or you hear squealing or grinding noises during braking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find the brake parts you need from trusted brands like BrakeBest and BrakeBest Select at everyday low prices. Play it safe with brakes from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, you with the rhinestone dog collar. Between us dogs, I just convinced my human to upgrade to a new home with a 1,200 square foot bathroom. I think she called it a yard. With Wells Fargo's 3% down payment on a fixed rate loan, my human realized a new home was within reach. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/woof.
Wells Fargo Home Mortgage. Down payments as low as 3% on a fixed-rate loan require mortgage insurance. Ask a home mortgage consultant about loan requirements. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., Equal Housing Lender. NMLSR ID 399801.
5-Hour Tea with caffeine from green tea leaves. It's delicious, energizing, and comes in three amazing flavors. With zero sugar and 4 calories, it fits your life. With its compact size and portability, it goes where you go. To the campsite, the hiking trail, the beach, without weighing you down. 5-Hour Tea. Caffeine from green tea leaves. Release your natural side. From the makers of 5-Hour Energy. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Warranties.
This transition is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Chicago Wolves are on a 5-game win streak and lead the AHL Central Division. Join the conference's highest scoring offense as they look to defend their back-to-back division titles. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for tickets and promotional information.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai